right, the clergy is prepared to process in. God bless.
Clergy members from different churches walk down the aisle together at Olney Street Baptist Church before a racially mixed group of about 100 people. 9 candles stand at an altar to honor the 9 people killed in the Charleston church shooting. The tragedy hit close to home for Kimberly Almond, who is a Sunday school teacher at Olney Street Baptist. Almond told churchgoers she knew one of the victims.
No one ever plans on hearing that someone you know was murdered. And then to find out that they were gunned down inside a church while sitting and praying with their killer.
Almond was related by marriage to Sharonda Coleman Singleton, who died last week at the age of 45. Singleton was her Sunday school teacher many years ago.
Hate ended her life, but love will be her legacy.
Yes. Yes.
Churchgoers close their eyes and bow their heads as leaders take turns reading scriptures and delivering prayers. Their words focus on peace and forgiveness, and many also call for an end to racial inequality. Pastor Linda Watkins is here from First Baptist Church in Pawtucket.
So Lord, as we gather our hearts together today, we cry out to you with a collective unified voice, praying for our unity in our outrage at what has happened in Charleston, South Carolina.
Watkins goes on to list moments in history, and even today, that stir outrage, such as slavery and racial profiling.
Help us, Lord, to look at ways that we can work together to fight racial injustice, Lord, rather than pointing the finger at one another. Lord, unify us also in our desire to do something. Many are expressing it already by being here tonight, Lord.
Memorial services like this one give people a chance to grieve and to express their anger and confusion, says Reverend Johnny Wilson Jr., the lead pastor at Olney Street Baptist Church. But he adds that faith leaders should not wait for another tragedy to happen.
We cannot continue to allow these horrific things to happen and there's no response. And the church is a place where all churches should be responding some kind of way.
Another pastor at this church has some ideas about where to start. Reverend Doris Hooks says gun control has been passed over for too long.
You can go and apply for a job in a daycare and you will have background checks, but you can go and buy a gun at Walmart. These are things that we as a society, if it does not shape up, it will get worse.
Hook says the Charleston shooting is not the first time people have been murdered at a church.
It happened, you know, we forget sometimes about the little girls in Birmingham.
In 1963, members of the Ku Klux Klan bombed a Baptist church in Birmingham, Alabama, killing 4 girls and injuring many others.
So we would like to think that this will not happen to us. But no one is safe.
No one is safe. That uneasy thought hangs in the air in Providence, almost 1,000 miles from Charleston. But some people at the church find reason to hope. After the service, resident Marsha Brown sips a cup of coffee and says change is possible. She points to growing calls to remove the Confederate flag from the state houses in South Carolina and Alabama.
The impact that has ensued because that rebel flag that is such a spark of hatred is being removed from many, many things. So that's a breakthrough, I think.
Faith leaders are calling their communities to move forward in a thoughtful and peaceful way after the violence in Charleston. They've scheduled more services in Rhode Island this evening and over the weekend. Ambar Espinosa, Rhode Island Public Radio.